20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 5th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. A lot of news and information to cover this hour. Taking your phone calls next hour. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Streaming live at the website right now. It'll be archived there for the next week. Support Republic Broadcasting. The work John Stattmiller and the great crew there is doing to keep broadcasts like this on the air. To get us started, you know, we have covered quite a bit of what's going on with the Veterans Administration. And, of course, now, you know, because of the flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border. That story has fell out of the memory hole. It's interesting how they cycle the news, how what they keep in front of you and what they don't, how long they keep it in front of you. And God only knows what's really going on while they're keeping this latest manufactured debacle on the forefront of the American sheep people's mind. And, you know, if you watch some of the talking heads and pundits and highly paid entertainers that masquerade as deliverers of the news on these networks, you can see how they orchestrate the outrage for the American people. But then in the end, what gets me is, I mean, there's outrage about so many different things. There was outrage, Fast and Furious, the IRS, Lois Lerner scandal, Benghazi, outrage, outrage, outrage. Nothing ever happens. And that just... it just rotates to the next manufactured by design scandal that in the end, nothing ever changes. It just continues to get worse, as I forecast our economy will do because they will not allow it to do anything else. So although a lot of this news may be bad, the good news is prepare, support your local farmers markets, get out of debt, and prepare for what will eventually be coming. You know, I've said this whole time that when Obama was going to start on this Obamacare, that it would pass. We've already seen government-run health care. It's called the VA hospital. And the worst was yet to come. This past week, CBS News ran an article. He was steadfast. He took care of us all these years. Suzanne Chase of Action was talking about her husband, Doug, a Vietnam veteran who was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011. In 2012, she tried to move his medical care to the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Bedford. It was so difficult for him to take the ambulance ride all the way into Boston. We wanted him to be closer. They waited about 4 months and never heard anything. Then Douglas Chase died in August 2012. But 2 weeks ago, he got a letter. from the VA in Bedford saying he could now call to make an appointment to see a primary care doctor. It was addressed to my husband, she said, so I opened it. I was in complete disbelief. Chase says she will never forget that walk from her mailbox. It was 22 months too late. I kind of thought I was in the Twilight Zone when I opened this letter and read it. At the bottom of the letter, dated June 12th, it reads, "We are committed to providing primary care in a timely manner and would greatly appreciate a prompt response." We want a prompt response now. I was like, "You have to be kidding, right?" Chase recalled. She says the VA had to know her husband was dead because she applied for funeral benefits 2 years ago, but was denied. Isn't that interesting? Here, while our Congress and Senate and our President parade all around giving Independence Day speeches, which it should be called Dependence Day, here's another story of someone that played by the rules, fought for his country, a Vietnam vet, died while waiting for treatment from the corrupt Veterans Hospital. And there's no outrage. This story didn't lead off the giant leprechaun Bill O'Reilly or any of the others that was keeping you fixated on whatever they want you to. Why don't Mark Zuckerberg take his $100 million and instead of worrying about giving amnesty to illegal aliens, worry about helping the veterans that's played by the rules that are American citizens? You see, my beef with this is when we don't have any more Americans to help because they've all been helped, when our veterans have gotten the health care that they deserve, when our elderly is not having to choose between food and medicine, then we could worry about third world countries and poverty or corruption in other countries once we cleaned up our own home first. But see, that's not what these sellout traitor politicians want to do. While our house burns down, they want us to pay to build someone else's. And that's exactly what's been put on the back of the taxpayers. I do not understand why there is not more outrage in this country for what this government does. It could not be more blatantly corrupt. The absurdity of the mentality of these lunatics boggles my mind, and yet the American people, when you try to discuss this, now, granted, more and more people are upset at the system, but in my opinion, they don't go far enough. They're caught in that we're going to vote them out ridiculousness, or many have just said, to heck with it, I can't do anything about it, it makes me sick, but, they've accepted it. But stories like this that the mainstream media won't report, but now they will be showing you how they've reunited some 8-year-old illegal alien with a family of illegal aliens in some city that they've flown and bussed and footed the bill and blah, 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 blah. That's the kind of great humanitarian stories they're going to be displaying on television for you, which I've not watched in over 2 weeks and I've not missed at all. At all. I'm here to tell you, I've been going through just a little bit of, somewhat of an experiment. People can do with a lot less. People can do with a lot less. And I have been enjoying this time, me and my wife have been doing with a lot less. It's really been an eye-opener. Maybe I'll share more with you about that at some later date. But I wanted to get that story in about the VA. And this is just tip of the iceberg. It's a rampant story. It's happening all over the country. And unless local media covers the story, chances are most people's not going to hear anything about it. Now, the LA Times ran a story this past week. Governor Brown, growth of Latino power, paving way for policy changes in Los Angeles. decades after California voters approved Proposition 187, barring public services to those in the country illegally, Governor Brown said Thursday that the political tide has turned in the state, with a growing wave of Latino voters demanding more tolerant policies in Sacramento. Now, he was speaking to hundreds of Latino elected officials from throughout the country holding a conference in San Diego. Brown said the shift in power has made possible public support for changes, including his signing of legislation providing driver's license to immigrants in the country illegal. We'll cover this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Barron. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, saying this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, I want to remind everyone, Republic Broadcasting is having a pledge drive right now. Every week I try to talk about supporting Republic Broadcasting. You may not know what goes into behind the scenes for a network like this to deliver broadcasts like this to radio stations around the country. A lot goes into it. You have to have engineers, people to operate the boards. It's a big staff. Support Republic Broadcasting. You can call 1-800-724-2719 and donate. You can write 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I'll give all this out at the end of each hour. So if you need to write that down, be ready at the end of each hour. And you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button on the website, and donate. If you want to keep broadcasts like this on the air, support the work of Republic Broadcasting. And again, I'm going to give out the address and all the information at the end of each hour. So have your pen ready if you need to write that down. Now, we were discussing a little bit of a LA Times article. And this is just a window into the insight of the mentality of the sellout traders in this country, like Governor Brown of California. I'm going to go back up just a little bit. Speaking to hundreds of Latino elected officials from throughout the country, holding a conference in San Diego, Brown said the shift of power has made possible public support for changes, including his signing of legislation providing driver's license to immigrants in the country illegally and providing them with scholarships and the right to practice law. Am I the only one that thinks this is just insanity? To bring people here or allow people to come into this country illegally. Remember, illegally, you're breaking the law. But they can have driver's license, they can have scholarships, and they can even be lawyers. No wonder it's a lawless country there. You can just, we can go there. We're not legal citizens. We're not born there. You can be a lawyer. Sounds great. The power you represent is growing. And it is growing in very important ways, Brown told the members of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. Brown went on to credit the sheer power of the Latino community as it is felt in the towns and cities and counties up and down the state. This is the tide that is turning the political feelings and philosophies of state government. The governor cited the history of various groups controlling California as a lesson. Now, let me say here, it matters not to me what race is a legal American citizen. It's not about this. It's this gerrymandering to illegals, no matter what race they are. It doesn't matter to me if they're Latino or whatever. This bending over backwards to allow people into the country illegally and then giving them benefits is insanity. The Mexicans threw out the Spanish around 1815, and then, of course, the gringos threw out the Mexicans in 1846, Brown said. But the point is, you never keep control forever. There's always new ways coming, so you got to stay ahead of the wave. That's what Brown called Brown Power. He joked with a play on his name. Brown also drew applause when he touted a new school funding formula approved for the state. The school district gets more money based on the number of non-English-speaking families that they have their children in their school, Brown said. So the school district gets more money based on the number of non-English-speaking families, according to Brown. Because it's not really justice to treat unequals equally. I'm not sure I understand that. You have to do more to be able to create that opportunity and that pathway for those families that do not have the same skill of speaking English. State Senator Alex Padilla, who introduced Brown, praised the governor for his support of the growing number of Latino elected officials. It's true, we keep coming, and we have in Governor Brown someone who embraces us when we keep coming. Padilla told the audience. So you've got governor in California that is fanning the flames of continuing this absurdity, and you, the taxpayer, has to foot the bill. I don't know. Even myself, I'm even surprised at sometimes of how these sellout traders will just go out in public and announce it. And again, it's not about who's coming across the border, what nationality they are. It's the fact that they are in concert announcing that they want this open border policy. It's all about the destruction of the American way of life. It's all about, they want not only America to have an open border, but the whole world. Then you've got one world governance. This is just a stepping stone to where they're wanting to take us. And this manufactured humanitarian crisis is just their latest theatrics to get the American people to go along. And even though you might be listening to this, and you're like, what are you talking about going along? I'm not going to go along with this, fair. And who's going along? These bleeding heart liberals that watch this on TV and they're like, oh, the children. Oh, why is it children? Children play on the sympathies of a lot of people. And, you know, I, for one, I hate it for the children that they're caught up in this evil, theatrical, by-design scheme. But that's what it actually is. And who knows? It'll probably work perfect for them because you've got so few people out there that can actually think for themselves, can see through the lies, instead of regurgitating what mainstream media or Oprah Winfrey or someone told them, and see what's actually happening. You know, it's a bitter pill for a lot of people to come to grips with the fact that practically everything you've been told is a lie, everything you see on TV is a lie, and that the politicians are nothing more than complete, bold-faced, professional actors and liars. This is the latest theatrical scheme to take the policy of America in another direction that will just destroy this country. I know we had a caller a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he thought Obama was the closer in the last 2 years here. And I believe that may be absolutely the truth. Now, I want to get on, I've got a couple of stories I want to get into about fracking before the end of this hour. But this past week, Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican from Texas, warns that the United States will become a third world nation if the federal government does not enforce its immigration laws, which it absolutely will not do. But he's telling us the truth. He was speaking to the Pawn Hannity show. The Republican lawmaker said the country will be destroyed if the U.S. continues to allow thousands and thousands of immigrants to cross the border illegally. You've got to follow the law, he said. You cannot bring hundreds of thousands of people into this country without destroying the country, Gohmert told Hannity. Then there's no place that people can dream about coming to. Gohmert stated that it's the government's job to defend the U.S. against anybody that would overwhelm the country and bring it down. That's absolutely the truth. That's what we are saying, been saying. I started talking about the immigration policies March 1st of 2008 on the first broadcast back on WSIC. And look at what has happened since then. Look at what has happened since then. Look at our society in the rapido declino. Coming up on a break, we'll continue with this on the other side. Then we're going to discuss a little bit about fracking. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong.
We're back on the alternative media. This is Farron saying they are on the march and we are on the run. You know, during the break, I was thinking just a little bit, since we are such great humanitarians in this country, and we love to go and start the war to save the peace. We know that there are drug cartels and a lot of corruption, murder. They're always cutting off people's heads in Mexico. You've seen the story. Maybe we should go conquer Mexico, liberate it from all that corruptness, and then give it back to the Mexicans, and they'd have a place to go. Instead of spending billions of dollars bringing them here and dealing with all this absurdity and lunacy that this corrupt government's putting us through and on the backs of the taxpayers, we don't have to declare war since we don't anymore. We can call it a police action. We'll go liberate Mexico from these tyrants, and then we'll nation build. You know, that's what we do. We could turn our attention. Look at the gas we'd save. We wouldn't even have to go overseas to do this. They obviously need our attention, so we could just do this south of the border. Heck, we've done it so much, we might even get good at it. We could build that nation, give it back to the Mexicans, and then secure our border. Well, if we built it back for them and done it right, heck, they'd probably secure the border so that we wouldn't come down there. Let's continue with this CBS local report. Omer continued, either we're going to enforce our law and remain strong economically and otherwise, or we ignore the rule of law and the beginning of becoming a third world nation. Gohmert's comments come as President Obama announced Monday that he will not rely on Congress to take executive action himself to fix much of the immigration system as he can do on his own, which is what he intended to do all along, I'm sure, before they had this manufactured crisis. Even as Obama blamed House Republicans for frustrating him on immigration, Obama asked Congress for more money. And additionally, to authorize to deal with more money and additional authority to deal with the unexpected crisis of a surge of unoccupied Central American youths that keep arriving by the thousands at our southern border. Obama wants flexibility to speed the youth's deportation, yeah right, and $2 billion in new money to hire more immigration judges and open more detention facilities. Request that got a cool reception from congressional Republicans and angered advocates. They need $2 billion. $2,000 million to deal with this manufactured crisis. Wouldn't it be better just to conquer Mexico? I mean, we're always looking for a war. There's a humanitarian crisis at our southern border. Instead of trying to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Syria, shouldn't we clean up our own back porch? Obama's announcement came almost a year to the day after the Senate passed its historic immigration bill that would have spent billions to secure the border. How many times have we heard that? And offered a path to citizenship for many of the 11.5 million people now here illegally. Despite the efforts of an extraordinary coalition of businesses, unions, religious leaders, law enforcement officials, and others that pressured the GOP, the GOP-led House has never acted. So apparently we've got a coalition of businesses. Now, I know that, these Zuckerberg and these other sellout traders like that. Unions? Maybe, I don't know. How corrupt are they? Religious leaders? Really? They're getting behind this, huh? Our country and our economy will be stronger today if House Republicans allowed a simple yes or no vote on this bill, for that matter, any bill, Obama said in the Rose Garden. They'd be following the will of the majority of the American people. Wow, really? Who support reform. They love that word reform, that we're going to reform it. So we're not abiding by the law. We've thrown that out. We've shredded that. We'll reform. We give them some reform. Wasn't that in the movie Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And instead, they've proven again and again that they're unwilling to stand up to the Tea Party in order to do what's best for the country. Obama said that House Speaker John Boehner informed him last week that the House would not be taking up immigration legislation this year. A growing number of advocates and congressional Democrats already have declared immigration dead, the victim in part of internal GOP politics, and the most conservative lawmakers resisting the calls of party leaders to back action and revive the GOP's standing with Latino voters. You know what? You know what sickens me about the two-party, one-party system? What do you always hear about the two-party, one-party system, whether it be the Republicrats or the Democons? They're either, they've got the black caucus, the Latino caucus, they're trying to cater to this race or that race. Aren't they always? They're doing it right there in that story. What race is it they never, ever say anything about or do anything for? Their own race, in many cases, the white race. Aren't you sick and tired of this reverse discrimination against the white race that has actually attempted to be kind and allow this to happen in some way as far as allowing immigration into this country for decades and decades? But they never, ever have a kind word or any legislation or anything to actually attempt to keep things safe and secure for the generations of the white race. And the black race should feel the same way, too. They're here. And they're going to have generations to come. Does the black race really want illegal immigrants to overrun the country without any rules and regulations like we've got now? I would say absolutely not. We're about to wrap this one up. Boehner blames Obama for the outcome. I told the president what I have been telling him for months. The American people and their elected officials don't trust him to enforce the laws as written. Well, that's the truth. Until that changes, it's going to be difficult to make progress on this issue. Boehner called Obama's plan to go it alone sad and disappointing. Well, I tell you what, we could put the label of sad and disappointing on quite a few things. All right, I wanted to talk just a little bit about fracking, which is coming home to North Carolina now. Next hour, taking your phone calls if you'd like to call in, agree, disagree, if you have something that you would like to add. Or if you have information, if you're knowledgeable about or have had anything to do with fracking in your state, I'd like to hear from you. Now, this is coming in from alternate.org. For the last 8 years, Pennsylvania has been riding the natural gas boom, with companies drilling and fracking thousands of wells across the state, and in a little corner of Washington County, some 20 miles outside of Pittsburgh, the EQT Corporation has been busy drilling close to a dozen new wells on one site. It didn't take long for the residents of Finleyville, who live near the fracking operation, to complain about the noise and air quality and what they regarded as threats to their health and quality of life. Initially, EQT, one of the largest producers of natural gas in Pennsylvania, tried to ally concerns with promises of noise studies and offers of vouchers so residents could stay in hotels to avoid the noises and fumes. But then, in what experts say is a rare tactic, the company got more aggressive. It has offered all the households along Cardox Road $50,000 in cash if they would agree to release the company from any legal liability. For current operations, as well as those to be carried out in the future, it covered potential health problems and property damage and gave the company blanket protection from any kind of claim over noise, dust, light, smoke, odors, fumes, soot, air pollution, or vibrations. The agreement also defined the company's operations as not only including drilling activity, but the construction of pipelines, power lines, roads, tanks, ponds, pits, compressor stations, houses, and buildings. The release is so incredibly broad and such a laundry list that Doug Clark, a gas lease attorney in Pennsylvania who mainly represents landowners, you're releasing for everything, including activity that has not even occurred yet. You know, they're always talking about how there's so much oil, but we can get this oil out of shell, and there's all this natural gas. You know, isn't this an indication of how desperate we've gotten for more energy? I know energy is important, but if you would look up the Tesla technology, if you would watch the documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car? If you would look at the technology that has occurred in the past that has been shut down, you would realize that this is going in completely the wrong direction. Now, adjacent to the radio station is a giant solar farm. But guess what? My electric bill hadn't went down. That's profits for the electric company. But the solutions are out there, and it's not to go around fracking and destroying the well water system, causing earthquakes to get a pocket of natural gas out of the ground. Now this is coming home to North Carolina. And we'll continue with this story and one other on fracking on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back to Children's Media Affairs in the studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're talking just a little bit about fracking, and an article that Alternet had run: hydraulic fracturing or fracking has provoked a litany of health and environmental concerns since it gained popularity within the last decade. Many environmentalists and public health experts contend that the practice can pollute groundwater aquifers, drastically reduce air quality, and endanger the health of residents living near these wells. Now, of course, they want to keep secret the ingredients of what they pump into the ground. And of course, then we have had a whole litany of earthquakes in areas where this practice is done. Now, Russia Today ran an article that just four wastewater wells in Oklahoma, where energy companies dumped water after completing the hydraulic fracturing process, have caused scores of earthquakes this year, some 30 kilometers from the site, according to a new study by top U.S. universities. Why isn't this leading off the evening news? The report, which was published in Science Magazine, focused on Midwestern states, which had produced 45% of the country's magnitude 3 or bigger seismic shocks in the past 5 years, with the numbers rising rapidly to match the intensification of fracking activities in the area. Right here, I'm holding in my hand the proof. While hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, which involves pressuring rock formations with liquid until they crack, and then extracting the oil and gas within, poses an inherent risk of earthquakes, according to the authors, the biggest culprits were the wastewater wells, where the liquids used for fracking are pumped once a reservoir is opened. The disposed fluids are capable of contributing to seismic activity. Kate Karam, a geophysicist, professor at Cornell, and the lead author of the study, told the Oklahoman newspaper. Now, those listening to this broadcast know we've reported on this. This is a fact. This is not up for debate. This is United States universities conducting this big study. These wells are capable. That doesn't exclude anything else from contributing, but we have no reason to think these are tectonic. They don't match tectonic activity in other areas. It does seem these are just linked to the wastewater. Our research focuses on wastewater and shows it is sufficient. Because of paucity of real data from the thousands of sites in Oklahoma, the team, which included a member from the U.S. Geological Survey, used a three-dimensional model of the underground formations in the area and then combined that with real liquid injection rates in the area. There are more than 4,500 active disposal wells in the state, but scientists found that of those, four large wells, collectively responsible for pumping 5 million barrels, the equivalent of more than 200 Olympic swimming pools, of liquid into the ground each month, exceed a threshold beyond which disproportionately large earthquakes can happen. These really big wells have the biggest impact on the system, said Jeffrey Abers, one of the authors and a professor at Columbia University's Lamont Earth Observatory. The earthquakes themselves seem to occur on small discrete faults as the pressure builds up in the sedimentary formation that they are pumped into. They put that fault over the edge by jacking up the pore pressure. So here, they're laying it out really in layman's terms of what is actually transpiring here. The researchers have not named the four sites, though they are located around Oklahoma City. This is particularly alarming as the academics say that the impact of the earthquake in their model was as far as 22 miles away. The previous limits was thought to be about and also could happen even after the previous limit was thought to be that's further than the previous limit was thought to be about and also could happen even after the disposal well was shut down. So this could even happen years later, and this is the culprit of what caused it. This is a situation where the pumping starts months or a couple of years before the earthquakes begin, all the observers said. New Dominion, which operates the biggest wastewater wells in the state, has dismissed the simulation used to draw their conclusions. An initial review reflects it is premised on certain false assumptions, said company spokesman Jack Money. Jack Money said that. At best, these incorrect assumptions are irresponsible. The oil and gas industry, which directly or indirectly employs 1 in 6 in the formerly lagging state, has also urged caution. As an industry, we've been saying we need more data, and we need to work with regulators and others to help determine what is causing the significant increase in seismic activity, said Chad Wormington, president of the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Association. But to unequivocally link it to wastewater injections, I think still needs to be researched. Now, between 1967 and 2000, there was an average of 21 earthquakes of magnitude 3 or greater, considered strong enough to be noticed. In Oklahoma last year, there were over 100, and this year, there have been more than 200. So, you know, the fact that for 21 years, or for 23 years, no, that'd be for 33 years, There was only 21 earthquakes, not even one a year, when no fracking was going on. And since then, last year there were 100, and this year there's been more than 200. I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to connect those dots, but they will treat you like a mushroom and keep you in the dark. It's just like so many of the different global warming. I mean, there's so many different facts about 9/11, all the so many different subjects we could point to where they confuse, manipulate, and, of course, just bold-faced lie about the information or the data of the truth. Let me give out all the information. There's a pledge drive going on right now at Republic Broadcasting. If you would like to donate by phone, call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. If you'd like to mail a check, you can write 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, and the zip 78664. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate, and donate there to help keep broadcasts like this and the work of John Stattmiller, the great staff. Craig's my board op today, usually is on Saturday. The great work he does to keep all this in motion. If you think about the fact that they're broadcasting all day, every day, different hosts, and all the work that goes in to behind the scenes, you've got to have an engineered radio station. There's a lot of equipment. There's a lot of upkeep. There's a lot of keeping it all going. Things break, you know, computers. If everybody's got one, you've got a computer story to share. There's a lot that goes in to making a broadcast like this a reality. Support John Stattmiller and the work that's going on at Republic Broadcasting. You know, over the years, he has had a host of great broadcasters on this network. And the network's the biggest it's ever been. But it takes money to fuel that. So if you enjoy this broadcast, if you enjoy other hosts on Republic Broadcasting, if you enjoy the website, able to go there and look at the news and information and see the news and information that you won't see many other places, maybe nowhere else, then take time out of your day and donate what you can or make a pledge. Donate weekly, monthly, whatever suits your budget, because there's not many people out here that are doing work like John Stattmiller is to bring the truth to the listeners and to get on real radio stations and have broadcasts like this where we donate the third hour to you, the listener, so that you can call in, share your opinion, share news and information, agree or disagree. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Taking your phone calls all next hour. Stay with me. Back in moments.